well to learn. And then there's a part in Chovos HaLevavos, through the heart, called Shar HaBitachon. Shar HaBitachon means the gate of trust. And I started learning it. I learned it. By the way, if you love doing this, like you love having shirim on your computer, Torah Anytime has all the shirim and all the speakers. And that's how I got to learn this. And I'm very thankful. I learned it with Rav Rabashkin and with Rav Shais Taub. And Rav Rabashkin, if you remember, he was in jail. Now, he was in the place where he calls it the place where people call it jail. So he just served Hashem there instead of serving Hashem somewhere else. So I'm just going to tell you a few points from Chovos HaLevavos, as I'm very excited because the Bas Medrash is a huge part of my life in terms of learning and developing skills to be able to learn. And basically, why are we learning Torah? We're learning Torah to build up our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't, this is like... This is to learn gate of trust. It's changed my life. And in fact, Art School just came out with a book in English on the gate of trust. I'm very excited about it with commentaries. And basically, when you learn what it is, the gate of trust, when you learn what it is you realize that we're missing so much, that if we had this, life would be so much. Well, I'll tell you, one of the first things he says is one of the biggest advantages of trusting in Hashem is menuchas nefesh, tranquility. Like if you think about it, if you would ask for one thing in your life, from your spouse, from your children, from your job, you just want tranquility. You want everything to be okay. You want them to be okay. You want you to be okay. But what if they're not okay? But if you understand how it is all okay, it is all good. The way he does it is he explains things of the philosophy, and then he brings in pesukim from the Torah. So it's all very, very clear. And one of the things that he says is that you have to trust in Hashem. And if you don't, if you trust in another person, in your boss, and he talks about flattery, a lot of times people want, they don't want to say a certain thing to the in-laws, to whoever it is, you trust in somebody else, and the Shem says, okay, I'm stepping back. You put your trust there, that's where you're going to get your providence from. That's pretty scary. I don't want my providence to come from anybody. I want my providence. I don't want anything. I want all my love, all my, everything. I want to come directly from the Shem. He says that, that when you when a person's a baby, first thing he trusts is in his mother's breasts. That's it. Okay, what does he look? He just sees that. He sees the nipple and milk, and that's it. That's his whole world, right? And then he gets a little older and goes, oh, there's actually a person here. Oh, there's my mommy. And then after that, there's a daddy. My mother goes to a store, and my daddy gives her a charge card. Oh, and then it goes further back until he says, oh, well, you know, I can do things on my own too. I don't even need them. And you just go more and more and more and more away from the focus of where really you should put your trust. So he really puts it into to very systematic. I'm just doing this really quickly, but Reverend Bashkin loves this story because he said it more than once. He said that there's a man who had a horse, a very poor man, but all his parnassa came from this horse. But they were doing really poorly. So his wife told him, go to the Rebbe. And I'm sorry, I don't remember which Rebbe he went to. So he goes to his Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, okay, I'll give you a bracha for Parnassa, but you have to bring me 200 rubles. And he goes home, he says to his wife, I have to bring the Rebbe 200 rubles. And she's like, what? We need Parnassa. We can't, well, how are we going to, this is ridiculous. How can we possibly give him 200 rubles? The only thing we have that's worst such a thing is the horse, and the horse is all we've got. And he said, well, the Rebbe says, I have to sell the horse. Sells the horse, and he gives the Rebbe the 200 rubles. And what does the Rebbe say? Oh, you got rid of the horse. Now I could give you a bracha. Before that, all you were relying on was the horse. You had everything of your parnassa. Everything was coming from the horse. You know, and it's just like, now we have to get rid of the horse. Now we can talk. Now we can talk about how Hashem, I love you. You know, it's like the king who, the king wants to punish a servant. So what does he do? He goes to his, you know, Scan, Viceroy or whatever, and he says so-and-so deserves 20 lashings. It goes, okay, so that guy goes to the head of the prison and say, okay, this prisoner deserves 20 lashes. He goes, okay, so then he goes to the person gives the lashes. And then that guy takes a whip, and the man is like, and the prisoner's going, no, please, no, don't hit me. But it's ridiculous for him to say that, because it's not that, it's not the rope, and it's not the man, and it's not the person in charge of the jail, and it's the king. It's all the king. So everything in this book brings you back. And like I said, with Pesukim, that Hashem loves us. And Hashem only does good. He is good, and he only does good. We lost money. Somebody got hurt. You know, whatever it is, it's all good. Because why? Because Hashem, it's a really beautiful thing that the Nesiva Shalom says, what is Simcha? Simcha is knowing that Hashem manig et chaim shalach. Simcha is knowing that Hashem runs your life. Like, can you imagine if you had I was talking to a friend the other day, and she goes, well, my banker said, I'm like, wow, she's a banker? I didn't know anyone who has a banker. That's kind of cool. She's got a banker. You know, I'd like to have a banker one day. Anyway, so her banker is helping her. Well, we've got the banker with the capital B. We've got Hashem, and Hashem is the one who's leading us in everything we do. So all we have to do is realize that he's the one who's taking us all through this whole journey. And at the end of Shaar Bitachon, he says that the highest level to get to is that when you wake up in the morning, you say, I would not want to be in any other situation than I am now. This is perfect. What, Doba, come on. If somebody has a kid who's sick in the hospital, yeah. What, is at the person's house, yeah. It's perfect. Our lives are perfect. Am I an example of this? No. But by reading this, I've seen day to day how much it has helped me to mumish, put it into practice with me, with my kids, with my husband. And even my husband has said to me, come on, Doba, but you know what they would say in Chavos of the Mo. I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's so hard. But whatever, but Hashem loves us. And Baruch Hashem, I'm really, really thankful that I got to do this. And I'm thankful that Judy, that you gave me an opportunity to make a l'chaim with all my wonderful friends. And we should share lots of simchas. A good gebench jor.
Amen.
Yay, Doba. Yay, Doba.
Yay, Doba.
Great, we loved it.
Thank you, Doba. Delicious.
This is fantastic. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
What did Rabbi Rabashkin say? What was it like to be in the hospital? What did he talk about?
Rabbi Rabashkin, I'll tell you, I don't know, Judy, tell me when to stop, but there's many, many stories, and you can listen to him on Torah anytime. He said one time he was in the place that they call prison. That's how he called it. The place that he called prison. And he said that there was another guy in there, another frum guy, and they had a candy machine with chocolate. And he asked his Rav if he's allowed to eat chocolate that's not Chal of Yisrael. And his Rav said, yeah, considering the situation, yeah, you could. And Rav Rabashkin said, the second you got that pasak that says you can eat Chal of Stam, you became a prisoner. So why would you have to eat Chal of Stam? You're a Jew. You serve a Shem. He said, like, Pesach came. How many chumers does Chabad have? My goodness. So he thought, well, what should I give up? And he thought, nothing. Hashem can't do that here. I'm an Eved Hashem. I have my minhagim. Whatever I did outside the house, now Hashem is putting me in this place. I'm telling you, just if you watch him, just for a few minutes, you'll get a little bit of taste of greatness. A little bit of grace. I mean, Rav Shai's tab, he cried twice. He cried at the siyum. He cried one time when he's telling a story. And he cried, he made like a siyum for us who were learning with him. And he cried twice because it's just very, very, it's very, very practical, Shaar Bitachon. And I just cannot believe it. My husband told me at Rosh Hashanah, he said, Doba, I wanted to surprise you. But our school is coming out with Shaar Bitachon. And I was so happy because I think that we're all into this Amuna, 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 and I think we're pretty much, we got it. Now it's Bitachon. Put it on the table. Yeah, I have Amuna that Hashem's going to help me. And then all of a sudden, the air conditioner breaks. You know, like, how? What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do that? Are you going to believe that Hashem loves me? Anyways.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for stepping in. Got our boot camp.
Oh, nice. Great, Doba. Love you, Rivka. Great.
Okay.
Yay. Because
I just want to point out, my sister has joined us from America. I'm so happy. Wave, Susan.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, hello. Hi, Susan.
Oh, that is so great.
Wow, Sister Judy.
Oh, what a sister.
I learned this too, and I want to tell you, you did beautifully.
Okay, I'm going to mute everybody.
I enjoyed it very much. And because of, you can't be in booth, you can't be physically where you usually have it, the benefit is that I could join you via Zoom.
Exactly.
America. Thank you very much, lady.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Okay. Okay, so the next person, our next speaker, you know, when I spoke to him, you know, I said, are you familiar with Zoom? You comfortable using Zoom? And he is one of these people who has been using Zoom before there was Zoom. He's been using Zoom for about, I don't know, four or five years, he tells me. He is the director of Live Kabbalah, which is an online school, and he's been teaching with Zoom as a tool for many, many years, and we're privileged that he's going to speak to us today on the five levels of tshuva. This is Rabbi Amichai Cohen.
Oh, who is it?
Okay. Hi, everyone.
Rabbi Cohen.
Volume is good?
Good.
Sounds working? Yeah, amazing. Okay, I want to say it's an honor and a privilege to be here on this amazing and beautiful event. And thank you so much, Judy and